Hi everyone, welcome back to Banter or Not. I am your favorite host, Imanola. I hope everyone is doing great. I hope everyone is doing fine. I'm back again. And as much as I wouldn't have wanted to be in a position where I have to, start apologizing for going AWOL again, I've had to because unfortunately for me, I have been seriously battling a really, really bad flu. I don't know if it's a flu, to be honest, or it's a cough, but like I had been coughing for over a month now, which is very unusual. And it's not like, obviously, I'm not one to neglect my health. And so it wasn't a situation of me coughing and not doing anything about it. No, absolutely not. I'm not like that. I wouldn't do that. I've been to the hospital a couple of times. I've done tests. I've started taking a bunch of medications. You know, it just got to a point that even I started getting tired of it, and then it's even affecting my sleep because I can't even sleep well. So my voice may not sound the way it usually does, but I'm here. I'm alive, and I am in the process of getting, much more better or adequate treatment. Because at the end of the day, when you have, for example, what I learned is like when you have cough or some kind of ailment that is not something that is that serious. I'm not saying there's no email that is serious. That is not serious. Like if you have a headache, for example, and you have like recurring headaches or constant headaches, then you know that there's something underlying going on. Maybe it's due to stress, maybe it's due to lack of sleep and stuff like that. So in this case as well, we are just trying to look for if there's something underlying or if it's really just a cough that just is very stubborn and has refused to go away. But trust me, I have been on a ton of medications, and at a point, like I just took a few days off one time and I'm like, I'm not doing this again. And then there was a time that I couldn't even speak, like my voice was literally like, I couldn't even talk. Thankfully, I'm here. But if my voice starts to sound a bit coarse, or I start to cough, or I start to, have shortness in breath, don't fret, don't be afraid, it's just my cough, I'm fine. Anyway, on a lighter note and on a much more brighter and happy note, if you're listening to this, then you know that I turned 30 already. Yay! I know, I'm so excited. I'm so excited, like, yeah, I'm 30, finally. I've been talking about turning 30 since, I would say since the beginning of this podcast, because I remember I did an episode about the milestones and turning 30 and whatnot, and I have honestly been somebody who, right from when I was in my late 20s, I've been very, very conscious about not putting undue and unnecessary pressure on myself when I turn 30, because at the end of the day, I just feel like in this life, if you put an age limit to whatever it is you want to achieve, to your milestones, it's just going to mess you up. Because see, this life, you would say this is what you want, and at the end of the day, you won't get it. And would you beat yourself up? Would you hate yourself because of that? Would you be angry at life? Would you resent, your process? Yes. And I don't want to be in that position. Don't get me wrong. I'm still going to talk about that. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm not a perfect human being. And yes, I've been in positions where I have been under so much pressure. And I just also kind of realized that this pressure is mostly internal, because I've always grown to be somebody who, I think the older I got, the more I kind of like did away with external pressure. So if somebody looks at me and says they don't like how I look, it's not my problem. Before, when I was younger, I would literally like try to go out of my way to like, why don't you like how I look? Try to change myself to look a certain way because this is what people want me to look like. When I was younger, I remember I knew how to dance and this, and I was watching an episode of Modern Family. Okay, confession time. I have watched Modern Family. I'm saying like literally all seasons. I think I've watched it like 3 times or 4, and I'm on my maybe 4th or 5th times. I think 5th time, like I watched it like during Ramadan, And because I was looking for something that was halal to watch, so I was like, yeah, with my family. And then after Ramadan, I think towards the end of Ramadan, I finished the whole season. It's not like I was binge watching it. No, I probably just watch one episode per day when I'm eating my iftar. But mostly, so I'd started before Ramadan, and then when I finished the whole seasons, I started it again after Ramadan. And I, because it's something that I've watched, I know what's going to happen, but every single time I watch it, it is funny. So yes, I am one of those people who would watch a series over and over again if I love that series. I did the same thing to Gossip Girl. I think I watched Gossip Girl like 5 times before Netflix took it out. And I'm like, oh, where do I want to watch it again? So yeah, I'm like that. Like, and I'm somebody who just likes to hold on to stuff that I'm used to. Yes, I know I'm guilty of that. I'd rather not try new things or try a new series or... I mean, if you successfully convince me to try a new series, then trust me, you've scored a lot of points. So back to what I was saying, I watched this episode of Modern Family, and I think, I can't remember what exactly the context of the conversation was, but I remember Alex, now if you've watched Modern Family, you know Alex Dunphy, she's the intelligent sister, and the intelligent child. Not that all of them were dull, they were not all dumb, dull people, but you get what I'm saying. She's the most intelligent, like the very geeky scientist sister from the Dunphy kids. And I remember when she was younger and she was saying something about, oh, she's not bothered about being pretty because she has brains. Basically saying, you know what, I'm going to be very good and very brilliant or very good at what I do, to the point that, because I'm going to use my brains, to the point that it wouldn't matter if I'm pretty or not, I'm going to have money, I'm going to be rich, that kind of a thing. And it kind of reminded me of myself when I was a kid. Funny enough, all the times I've watched it, I didn't really notice it, but like when I watched it recently, I noticed that part. And it reminded me of myself when I was a kid. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I'm pretty sure I have. I'm actually making a lot of references to the previous episodes. I just realized that. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in the Pretty Privileged episode, where I said when I was younger, some aunties were saying that I was ugly. And I think we went for a birthday party and it was a dancing competition. And I wasn't even there. It was my cousin that told me this. And it was a dance competition that I did not win. I was sad because I really knew how to dance when I was a kid. And then when they went to like rewatch the video of the dancing competition, some aunties were saying stuff like, they didn't even notice that I could dance, and they just realized I could dance from watching the video, and I should have won, but I was too ugly. That, I don't know. I feel like up until I finished university, that kind of stuck in my head. And this was when I was like, what, maybe 11 or 12. And I was just like, I think I was 12. And I just was like, wow, I had no idea I was ugly to that point. And so I told myself that, you know what, if I'm ugly, or if I'm not pretty, if I'm not beautiful, then at least I'm going to have brains. So I'm going to be like, try to be the top 5 or top of my class or whatnot. And so I was literally buried and married to my books, because I just felt like nobody's going to look at me as pretty. But when they see me as a person on the inside, you know, they appreciate my character, they appreciate my personality, maybe they will look at me. And that's how I thought. That was the mentality I had when I was a child. And so even when I grew up, when I was a teenager, it was the same thing. I just felt ugly. I look at myself, you know, I look at my pictures and I'll be like, yeah, I'm not pretty. I didn't see myself as pretty growing up till I got older, honestly. I think till I was like maybe 18, 19. Then I started like appreciating myself more and, you know, looking at the mirror and being like, babe, you are fine, no? Because you are fine. Anyway, why did I even start talking about this now? Okay, so basically, it all just comes down to, you know, your mindset as a person, you know, what you want from life. And so as I'm growing older, I'm starting to appreciate myself more as a person. I I'm not trying to brag, but I know that I'm a very, very kind person. And I would say that I know this because I am an intentionally kind person, because I do not come across as a friendly person. I know this as well. I do not smile as often as I would in, like, okay, so like I'm an introvert extrovert. So if you know me so well, you're my family, my close friend, you will not believe that I'm an introvert in public. So in public, I'm like very quiet, very closed off. I don't talk. I don't talk if you don't talk to me, basically. And it's not like I'm being snobbish because I come across as being snobbish. It's just, honestly, I've just been modeled in that way that I don't approach people first. So that's kind of like has become my public personality. So if you see me in public and you see me with my close friends or my family, trust me, you're seeing two entirely different people. So the work personality, the home personality, the friend's personality is different. Always different. And even my personality here too. This one, to be fair, is like a mix of everything, I think. Because sometimes I'm bubbly, sometimes I'm like serious, like this is what we're talking about. So I feel like, yeah, it's all my personalities in one. So I guess you guys get to experience the real me. Y'all are just so lucky at the end of the day. Y'all are just so lucky. So as I was saying, basically, because I don't come across as, you know, being very friendly, I'm intentionally kind to people. I try to be like, I don't, as much as I'm not so bubbly, I'm not always laughing or smiling at everyone all the time. I'm always, you know, I try to be kind. I'm not that approachable. And so it's something I intentionally do. And I feel like because, you know, I believe in doing unto others what you want to be done to you. Treat people how you want to be treated. Dress how you want to be addressed. I do believe in that. And so as much as, yes, I have been kind to people so much, I know I've not gotten too much kindness or that much kindness from the world, I don't think I'm going to allow external factors to affect me. This is what I was talking about initially. And so, you know, the pressure from the external parts, like from people on the outside, I've gotten to the point in my life where, no, I would not let it get to me. And so even if when I was younger, they said I was ugly, they said I was too dark, I need to bleach my skin. Yeah, somebody actually told me that when I was young, like, you're too dark. When you grow up and start making money, you need to start bleaching your skin. And you know, the funny thing is, for the longest time as an adult, I didn't really care that much about my skin, because honestly, my skin is like black and shiny. It's like, oh no, no, no. You've not seen me. If you've seen me, you know what I'm talking about. My skin is beautiful. And I just really never bothered about, you know, using moisturizers or lotions or doing any kind of skincare or what this or that. And then last year, one of my best friends in the world told me about, or try to convince me to get into skincare, you know, take proper care of my skin. And so I started doing a lot of research about products to use, you know. I used to think black people don't need SPF because we are black. We don't need it. Our skin is always popping, but we need it. Moisturize your skin and use SPF, please. Use sunscreen, I beg you. If you are one of the people who used to believe or who believes that black people don't need sunscreen, we do. We get a lot of sunburns. And I've even seen the difference, like, from when I started using skincare. Now, I'm somebody who will literally get my salary and just quickly, you know, start going to, okay, this is the skincare product I need. Obviously, I'll say we have different skin types. So don't just be somebody who uses this product because one influencer or somebody else is using it. Use it because maybe you need it. Maybe there's something you want to correct, or you just, you know, just for your skin to pop. Or as my sister would say, for your skin to be bouncing like a baby skin. You know how they say bouncing baby boy or bouncing baby girl? Be a bouncing baby girl or a bouncing baby boy. Guys, ladies, you need to, you know, take care of your skin. It's important. And they are taking me almost turning 30, because it was right before I turned 30, that to start, you know, taking care of my skin. You can start at any point in your life. Don't think because you are at a certain age, you have passed that mark. There's no mark anywhere. There's no, like I said, there's no point in your life where you feel you need to put an age to something. You need to do this before this time. When I was younger, I said I was going to get married when I was 25. I am 30. I am single. I am, like I always say, single and healing. I am not married. And I want to be married at some point, but I'm not going to marry just anybody just because I want to be married. I'm not going to marry anybody just because I am turning 30 and, well, they say my biological clock is ticking, which truly, truly in the sense it is. Because I don't even know this, but I think it was just very recently somebody was telling me about, oh, when you get to a certain age, like when you're in your maybe late 30s or something like that, that when you, or if you get pregnant at that point, it becomes a high-risk pregnancy. So yes, as females, our biological clock ticks. That doesn't mean we should put an excessive pressure on ourselves. I think when I was much younger than this, I would hear a lot of talks about, yeah, when are you getting married? Get married, get married this, get married that, get married this, get married that. And last year, when I turned 29, I was dating at that point. I was in a good place in my relationship. It was pretty serious. And I thought it was going to lead to marriage. And so I was hoping that it would happen. And I was telling myself, I remember my 29th birthday. I was telling myself that, oh, was it on my 29th birthday or after my birthday? I can't remember. But it was after I got that recognition that I talked about in one of the previous episodes at my work, in my field. And I was like, oh, I'm doing absolutely great in my career. I'm in a good place in my relationship, and all this is happening right before I turn 30. So maybe that internal pressure that I have deep down that I never talk about, maybe it was good, you know, it paid off, because yes, I'm putting pressure on myself that I have to do this. And then I started to calm down, like, oh, I will get this done on or before I turn 30. And so I was hoping that's why I think I mentioned this in the previous episode. I was hoping I was going to get married this year to the person that I was dating at that time. And so I was like, oh, yes, yes, this is finally happening. Whether it's before I turn 30 or by the time I turn 30. And I was like, oh, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. And then when things did not happen the way I wanted it to happen, you know, first of all, that relationship ended. Second of all, my career was still booming because I got a promotion at work. But then I'm like, I started to downplay the fact that I even got a promotion, because I'm like, okay, yeah, but the other things I wanted to happen at this point in my life did not happen. And I started to beat myself up, started to wonder, what did I do wrong? What did I not do right? This, that. My head was in a million different places. It was hard. I'm still in the process of healing, because honestly, I'm somebody who, as much as I do not express myself, my emotions, or I don't show my vulnerable side, I'm somebody who, not fully, but I am in touch with my emotions. And I would not, just because it has been a while now, I will not say I'm not feeling somehow when I'm feeling that way. So I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but basically I'm just saying I'm not completely healed from that previous relationship I had, because it really meant something to me. And I'm not going to say lie, because, oh, I don't want anybody to see me in a vulnerable state. I don't want anyone to say, isn't it enough? 1 month, 2 months, you should be over a breakup. If you know me personally, I'm somebody who, and this is why it's even really hard for me in some cases to like get into relationships, because I can take 2 years to heal from a heartbreak, especially if it's something that was really, really, like, I really, really loved this person. It takes me time, and I don't try to look for a rebound person. I don't try to, ignore. Sometimes I do that, but honestly, I just end up regretting it if I ignore the way I feel. So I just let myself heal with time. Whatever time it will take, it will happen eventually. Because I believe at the end of the day, if you put your best into anything, you know, basically say do your best and leave the rest. If you put your best into it and it doesn't work out, then it's not meant for you. And that's just it. And that's kind of how I'm trying to set my mindset going forward. So no matter how much I apply for a job, no matter how much effort I put into a relationship, no matter how much, you know, I grind or I hustle for something, if it doesn't come to me, it would disappoint me, it would break me, I would cry. But I also would know that I tried my best, and I guess I got to the point where I should realize that, yes, it's time to step down, take a backseat. It's not meant for me. And so while doing that, I obviously will mourn, I will work towards my emotions and heal how I'm supposed to, how I don't know how to be honest, but whatever way possible, I will do that. And it has helped me because I've gotten to this point where I keep saying I've gotten to this point, but yeah, because I'm basically just reflecting on turning 30. I've gotten to this point where I feel like I should and I want to protect my peace. I'm not going to let anybody, anything, anywhere to mess with the peace of mind that I am building for myself, because I've not gotten there. Sometimes I worry about some stuff. Sometimes I get anxiety. Sometimes I resent myself. I resent the person I was dating before. I resent some people, maybe from work or stuff, or I'm angry. Ugh, all that are emotions. And I'm a very, very, I wouldn't say overly emotional person, but I am a very emotional person. And I express my emotions anyhow I can. So like, if I'm angry, it can be extreme. If I love you, it can be extreme. Anything when emotions is involved, it's like always on the extreme side. I don't know how to half love you. I don't know how to play people. I don't know how to be deceitful to people. And so that's why I go by always being honest with people. If you decide to be dishonest with me, if you decide to try to play me or whatever it is, then honestly, it doesn't reflect on the person that I am, because I know I was genuine with you, or I am genuine with you. So if you decide to be, you know, dilly-dally or do whatever it is, then that's on you. That's your cup of tea. I wouldn't feel any guilty conscience because I didn't do anything that would make me feel guilty to you. You understand? So that's it, basically. And then I think one other thing that I was speaking to my sister about this yesterday, that I really, 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 really am trying to work on, is procrastination. I procrastinate a lot. Like, my God. I'm tired of myself. I procrastinate so much. I was telling myself that, okay, I want to work out more. I want to eat much more consciously. I wouldn't say eat healthy or go on a diet, because honestly, that has never worked for me. My siblings know me. The moment I say I want to start a diet today, I can say it today. I'll start maybe first day, second day, third day. You see, let me give myself maximum 2 weeks. It's me that will come and say, me, I can't come and kill myself. I beg, where is the bread? I can't come and kill myself. Please, I want ice cream. I mean, where I start craving all these things is from ice cream to red velvet cake to popcorn. You see that popcorn? If it doesn't grow on my head, for this whole while that I've been coughing, I've not been able to eat popcorn. And trust me, there was a day I almost cried because I wanted popcorn so bad, but I couldn't have it because obviously it's going to make my cough worse. So all these things, you know, I'm trying as much as possible. Even if I can't cut them, I would reduce them. You know, be much more conscious of what I eat. Don't overload myself with carbs. Don't eat so late at night. Work out 3 to 4 times a week. So help me God. And I tried to work out in Ramadan, but that did not work out well. So I just decided to take that whole break. And after that, I started working out this week, actually. And I think I worked out like one day, then the second day I wanted to work out. I decided I was going to work out. And then a few minutes to the time I was going to go to the gym, I'm like, I can't come and kill myself. I'm not going again. I just decided, you know, okay, fine. So I went anyway, because I was like, I need to stop this habit of committing to something and then backing out last minute. I do that a lot, especially when it comes to things about me. That's the funny thing. When I commit to something for somebody, I will go out of my way. I'll do it, like, no matter how tired I am. But you see, when it comes to me, I'm the first person that will back out. That's one problem I obviously need to work on. And so I'm trying to work on that. And I'm trying to work out more, just, you know, to be active. If I have, see, some of us in this life, I've kind of got to the point where I've accepted that maybe flat tummy is not meant for me. And even if, you know, due to me working out, not in excess, but moderately, as much as I can, if I end up having a banging body, then I have a banging body. I mean, summer is coming. I've been buying bikinis, I'm buying swimsuits for the longest time. I have like maybe 6 or 7 swimsuits that I do not wear. I think I've worn maybe 1 or 2, and it's only to take pictures. One I wore to the beach once. Another one I wore when I went for a staycation, and I just put my leg in the pool because I cannot even swim. I can't swim. Imagine, though. So yeah, I want to work out more. I want to learn how to swim. You know, put my swimsuits to use. At the end of the day, I can't just be buying them, because see, once I see sale again and I see swimsuits, I will buy. That shopaholic thing too. I think I need to work on it. Just learn new things, live life. This is my year of being 30. I said what I want to do is live. I'm going to try as much as possible to get rid of any toxicity and negativity, anything that's going to mess with my peace of mind. I'm just going to, you know, be zen about it. I ain't going to deal with any of that. And so I also tried to learn how to ride a bike a couple of weeks ago. I'm still going to get at it, because I didn't get it. I did not realize that learning how to ride a bike is hard. As it is hard. I could not balance on the bicycle. Ah, God. I'm just grateful that it was at night we did it, and there were no Gen Z's around laughing at us, because that thing is hard, my dear. It's hard, my brothers and sisters. So, you know, funny thing is, yeah, before this episode started, I had obviously what I was going to talk about is nothing in relation to this. And I was literally just going to brush on the subject of me turning 30 and what I'm doing with my life. You know, just literally like a quick few seconds. I didn't realize that it was going to take up the whole episode. But, well, here we are. Sometimes it's banter. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's scripted. Most times it's not. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Banter or Not. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, or you have any table you want me to shake, send me an email on Banter or Not. That's BANTRORNOT@gmail.com. This is where I hang my boots. Oh, before I hang my boots, follow me on Instagram on Banter or Not. That's BANTRORNOT. You can listen to me on all platforms, from Spotify to... Okay, I know you can listen to me on Spotify, even Google Podcasts, every single platform. Banter or Not is there. Now, this is where I hang my boots, and I say bye.